Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate for the last 16 years. 16 years ago today, I actually called myself that on the, declared that to be true on the air for the first time, and we're celebrating our 16th anniversary, and we're doing it with our longtime Brain Trust members, like our good friend Ken Grombach, who's with us right now. Ken is the he's one of our top demographers in the Brain Trust, the original, and the original demographer in our Brain Trust, the author of The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. KGCDirect.com, right?
Correct.
Yeah, after all this time, KGC Direct. You can find his books and all the things he does there, all the speaking that he does. Ken, talk to us about what you've been. I know you've been observing Obamacare, and it is a clinic in demographics, isn't it? What is it? Is it teaching us? You know, some clinics teach us how to do things, and some clinics teach us how to not do things. Which one is this?
This is clearly how not to do things. You know, I didn't vote for President Obama, but when he became president, he became my president because
right.
I have a lot of respect for the presidency. I know you do too.
Yep.
But this is a classic error. This is a classic error of bad information, Jim. Jim, when 20 years ago, go back 20, 25 years, if you looked at our labor force in the United States of 140 million people, the people who were 20 to 40 were the baby boomers. It was a huge, huge crop of people.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge bell-shaped curve. The generation that was right in front of them, the people born 1925 to 1944, it's called the silent generation,
mm-hmm.
were 40 to 60, and they were a small generation. Mm-hmm. Just using the simple insurance model, when you have more people paying into insurance than are using it, and you have a small group of people that are paying in and using more than they're paying for, it works. Correct?
And you have surpluses that Congress can then steal, which they did.
Well, whatever.
To the tune of $4 trillion.
Knock themselves out. No, but we're talking about the commercial
okay.
insurance model.
You're right.
But now what's happening? Now, here we are 25 years later, and the people roughly that are 40 to 60 are people that are paying into the model
mm-hmm.
and using more than they're paying for
mm-hmm.
it. And it's a huge
boomers.
Group.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And then right behind them, The Generation X, born 1965 to 1984, is a small group,
mm-hmm.
and they're paying in. They're 20 to 40, and they're paying in to the model, and they're supposed to make up for the baby boomers, and they don't have the critical mass.
There's another thing that happened then that's not happening now. When you and I were in that period of time, at least I was, for many of those years, 20-something of those years, I was part of a major corporation, and they were writing big checks for me as an employee. Today,
correct.
You have a lot fewer paternalistic insurance coverages out there as you did than you did 30, 40 years ago. And so that's another hit to the system, isn't it?
That's a huge hit to the system, and the reason for that is it costs more. I mean,
that's right.
Companies just big companies, no matter how big they are, can't carry it. It is huge when your tab for medical insurance for a family runs,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yep.
$20,000 to $30,000 a year plus.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? So the problem that President Obama is having right now is he wants to put more people into the category of paying into the system and using more than they're paying for.
Right.
People that have catastrophic issues, people that have profound issues,
mm-hmm.
and what he wanted to do was to have young people pay. Essentially, people that had no insurance pay $5,000 a year to make up for these.
And they not only didn't have it, they didn't want it.
Exactly. And
therein lies the
issue.
That's the reason they didn't have it, because they didn't want it.
So the people, right now, the people that are signing up, Jim, are the people that are crippling the program.
Right.
And the healthy people are not doing it. And therein lies the problem. And you can't fix that. What we really needed to do was not have socialized medicine. Well, and this is obviously a form of that. what we really needed to do was to put a patch on the system that worked very, very well 20 years ago and wait for the new, young, healthy Generation Y to enter the labor force and begin to buy health insurance and not use it.
But see, you're thinking demographically, you're thinking logically, you're thinking actuarially, you're thinking the way that the insurance industry was developed over 200 years with certain models and best practices. Obamacare has none of that. It's 100% a political device.
Well, I agree with you, and it appears to be purely subjective. It appears to be, it's just something he wanted to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Granted, we all want people to have good health care,
and to not be turned away because they had pre-existing coverage, et cetera, et cetera. But
if you're going to throw a wrench into a machine that can't sustain, that kind of a hit, then you have to face the consequences.
Here's what makes it even more preposterous. Even if your motivation was to control my life and your life, which I believe this is not about reform, this is always about control. If that was your motivation, it doesn't even make sense to do things like making you and me pay for maternity care or pediatric care. Why would you and I need that? So why even load that into the system? They could have even designed this thing where it would work better. They could have gotten more control without making us pay for things that we don't need. That's what's preposterous. That's an example, in my opinion,
of how
inept this administration is, and the people who created Obamacare is. They basically shot themselves in the foot while they were shooting the rest of us in the foot. Until we come back, we're going to talk about the new generations with Ken Grombach. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.